Hello.
Oh, hi, Amber. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know
honestly,
if there was...
I did too because I thought I could do it right from my app, and it won't let me even push the button.
Really?
It says submit payment, and I push the button, and nothing happens.
Okay, so let me look if there's a new card number stored, because if there is, I can hit pay. So the one we're having trouble with ends in 6388, right?
That's the proper card in there.
Okay.
But no, I should be able to pay this on my app, no? Because I thought that I could go on to the settings, hit billing, go to it, and then it says submit payment. But it won't let me do that on there. So, hold on a second.
Well, the system tried to process it about 7 minutes ago, it says, and it came up as insufficient funds. So do you think the $299 is available? Or maybe you just have to, like, let the bank know that it's okay or something? Or
No, because I didn't know that you were doing that, for one, and two... My husband was close, so hang on a second and I'll fix it.
Sure.
And then you can take your payment.
That's awesome. I love the way that you're interactive with the dashboard. A lot of our clients don't even go on the dashboard, and I love the way that you are because that'll help you a lot, you know.
Well, honestly, the dashboard wouldn't let me submit my payment on there is what I'm telling you. I found out that it didn't go through the other day, and then I went on there and was like, oh, crap. And then I said, I asked if I could pay it on the app, actually, so... But I watch my stats and I watch my app, so.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh. I'm in like a terrible, hang on a second. You said $299, right?
Correct.
Alright, hang on a second. Alright, you should be able to go ahead now and do it.
Okay, let's try it now. I'm so sorry it didn't let you hit pay on the app. I'm going to send this over to the tech team and just see if there's a reason why. And if there is some kind of a glitch, I'll have them fix it. But let's see if we can get it to go through. Yep, you know what? It went through now, so we got the green light. So, yeah, sorry we had to take that extra step in having me reach out to you. But if it ever comes down to it, I don't mind, you know, calling just to make sure everything goes through.
Well,
you know?
I pushed it, like, I was worried because I hit the button, like, twice on the app. And then I started to worry that it was going to, like, be two transactions, too. So I was it did, so. It didn't. Like, I was waiting for it to process to see, like, you know, overnight if it was going to be, like, two transactions, but it wasn't.
Yes.
Yeah,
so that's a good thing. But now we got you all up to speed. So, you know, thank you so much for your patience.
Did you guys pause my lease? Did you pause my lease?
The Google guarantee, there's a note on here from that department that says, pause ad now due to failed payment. We'll invoice the following once the account is in good standing. So there's an invoice.
How do I know when they're going to take the payment? Is there a special date that I need to kind of mark on my calendar?
Yes. The one for your monthly fee goes out on the 8th of each month. That's the $299.
Okay. Yep.
But the Google guaranteed is a little bit more random, but I could put a priority note in here saying, please send the client a text prior to trying to process. That way you can, you know, get a little heads up first, like even, you know, an hour before or a day before or something. But the outstanding balance to turn the leads back on is just $116.34. Do you want me to create that invoice and also process that?
How much is it?
It's $116.34.
Yeah, hang on a second. I'm in my car and I'm taking like this really sharp turn, but I need to look at my. Hold on a second.
I was not this turn is so sharp. Oh my gosh.
Be safe. Yeah, I don't mind waiting.
Okay, I'm gonna pull over actually because. I'm over here trying to,
like, look at my bank and I'm driving. Oh my gosh.
That's what's the best about women business owners. You guys are the best multitaskers, you know?
Yeah, right? That's what we do best. Mom and on the go, everything. Actually, everything all in one.
Isn't that true? Being a mom is the best training for multitasking in business.
All right, so yeah, if you want to go ahead and pull that, it should be all set in that account. And
okay, so give me a second here. So I have
to. So they're just random, huh? There's no way to know.
They're random, but I will put a priority note on here. Like I said, that, hey, next time Google Guaranteed invoice is due, please text the client first so that she has the heads up, you know, and she can prepare for it. So, I'll at least do that.
That
way you'll know.
Just so I can. Yep.
Yeah, and then by then, hopefully that dashboard issue is fixed too, so that if you ever want to, go on and hit pay through the dashboard, you'll be able to do it. So.
Well, that would be great. Although I could only see the $299 on there, I couldn't see the Google Guarantee thing on there.
No, it says that's why what I'm doing right now, because they put a note in here that says please re-invoice once the account's in good standing. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm re-invoicing it up. So there wasn't an invoice for this, but they put the details of it on here so I can let me just see.
I think that makes sense to you, but that makes no sense to me. I don't get why. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
So what that means is they deleted the invoice and just brought it to the $299 invoice, and then they put a note on there and says, when this is settled, then we can create a new one for the $116.34. So they didn't want the system trying to, like, double bill you without you knowing about it type thing, you know. So they just deleted that invoice. And now that I'm processing it, I'm going to send that department a message, and they'll turn your leads back on.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Just called the fire.
I know. We put out a couple of fires in one phone call, so that's good. But that's what women do, huh?
Yes, it is. I woke up this morning like my feet were on fire already.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, you know what? Good thing it's Friday, so it's lovely talking to you. You're all good to go. They're going to turn those leads back on, and moving forward, they'll text you before another invoice is processed for Google Guaranteed, but for the other local Google optimization and Facebook ads and whatnot, that all runs on the 8th of each month.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate all your help today. I'm so glad that you actually called me, because I was like, every time you call, they called me the other day and I missed it. I was like, motherfucker. So, all right. I will let you go. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. Have a great weekend too. Okay, Amber?
You too. Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Okay,
bye.
Bye.